You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Friday afternoon. Now here's Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute with an update of the weekend weather forecast.
So far, November has been much colder and drier than average. The statewide average temperature is 34.6 degrees, which is 9 degrees below average. The statewide average precipitation, that's the rainfall and water content of snow, was only 0.6 inches, about a third of the average for the state. There is an astounding amount of snow in places like Buffalo, New York. However, Illinois has had far less snow in November. Many sites in the states had 1 to 2 inches, except for a stretch between Quincy and Chicago with less than an inch. Average snowfall totals for the month are generally less than an inch south of Interstate 80 and about 1 to 2 inches north of Interstate 80. According to the National Weather Service forecast, a strong low-pressure system will move across the Great Lakes region this weekend. Illinois will be on the warm side with highs in the 40s and 50s with 1 to 2 inches of rain possible. Temperatures will be colder next week with highs in the 20s and 30s. Colder and drier than average conditions are expected to prevail through at least the first week of December. The outlook for December through February shows drier than average conditions across Illinois and much of the Great Lakes. Colder than average conditions are expected in the southern half of Illinois, while the northern half of Illinois does not have an increased chance of colder than average conditions this winter. This is Jim Angel, state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey.
Our thanks, of course, go to Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute for his updates of the weather forecast for the weekend. Don't forget, the Commodity Week is already up on our website. We normally record now on Thursday afternoon, so you can always check there. It will air on many of these radio stations tomorrow. If you can listen to our own home radio station, AM 580, it comes up next. Our panelists today include Matt Bennett of Channel Seeds, Elaine Cupp from Mastering the Grain Markets, Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities, and Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. Commodity Week, it's our weekly look at the world of agricultural markets and weather. It's up next and a really good program. Find it online too at willag.org. And while you're there, find all the details about all kinds of upcoming winter meetings from U of I Extension and from WILLAG.org, all at willag.org. Hopefully, I will see you on Monday at the Farm Assets Conference in Normal, Illinois. By the way, remember, we open the doors at 10:15 a.m. We begin the program at 11 o'clock. Lunch and dinner is at 11:50, and we'll finish up around 5 o'clock in the evening. Just prior to that, for about 45 minutes, we'll take up the corn panel, and around 2:30, we'll do the ARC PLC decision with Jonathan Coppa. Should be a great day. If you want to come, come on out, bring $25 with you, because we still have a few tickets available, and we'd be glad to have you there for the Farm Assets Conference. That's in Normal, Illinois on Monday. One other note, when you come, park in the deck that is just to the south of the Marriott Hotel. There's an actual parking deck there. We'll give you a ticket during the day to make sure you can get out of that deck for free. Looking forward to seeing you Monday at the Farm Assets Conference. Have a great weekend. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.